Welcome to the Entrepreneur Academy. My name is John and I have a special guest here today. His name is Anis Beda. He is from Transformer and he is here to introduce himself and to tell us a little bit about what he's doing and how he's doing it. Hello, Anis.
Hi, how are you doing?
Well, I've got a couple of questions for you because you are quite new. We're here in Transformer today. This is where we have the podcast studio where we do all the recordings. Now, of course, people are interested. What is Transformer about and why is Transformer different? But let's start with you first. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so I'm an entrepreneur since a few years in my late 30s. I was not supposed to become an entrepreneur, I guess, whether from my family background or studies. I did study marketing and management, but I think I was destined to work in corporations. When I was in university, I was part of a global organization called ISAC. I did work 6 years as a volunteer, but really, really heavily involved exchanging people around the planet, sending young people abroad and then welcoming people in. So basically, I did this in Tunisia was involved heavily in this organization, had like a lot of responsibilities. And so then I traveled quite a lot. I worked in Turkey, in Spain, in Canada, and then I found myself in Belgium to work for MasterCard.
All right.
So basically I was not supposed to end up creating companies. And then I think there was probably also because I am in the first years of the Y generation, I guess, like late 70s, early 80s, I need the fulfillment at work and meaning. So these are great chapters in my professional life. When I moved from this association where I had a lot of opportunities and a lot of responsibility to the real world, I was really faced with lack of fulfillment, lack of meaning, and lack of also opportunities. And so I tried to actually change jobs within MasterCard. I couldn't do that, even though I had a quite interesting job managing accounts with the Royal Bank of Scotland. But it didn't work for me. Then I moved to a startup, let's call it this way, working in video in real time for stage performances, shows, VJing.
And that was here in Belgium?
It was in Belgium as well, between Waterloo and Haute-Saint-Genèse. I stayed a little bit there. I experienced entrepreneurship there without knowing it by then. Did launch new products and new services. Did kick, let's say, real growth in the company. But then I also stepped out of my role and kind of like walked on the feet of the boss's wife, who also worked there, who was supposed to be, who wanted to be the boss as well, and got me fired in a very ugly way. And since then, I was fired in early 2009. The financial crisis was the pretext, and I found myself basically without a job in a situation, economic situation, where there were no jobs.
All right.
And then I thought about going somewhere else. And then I said, okay, I'll try freelancing.
Doing what? Freelancing in what?
I have developed a range of skills by then, but it was hard to sell, I guess. And point out one of them and say, this is where I can make a difference. I really did jump in freelancing without parachute. So I think if I look at it back now, I don't know if I would do it the same way. So I said, okay, I'm going to single out one specific thing I do well, and I think people will ask for freelancers to do it, which is events management.
All right, okay.
Creating events, managing events, and doing everything around it. So from marketing, content, and online communication and stuff. That was in 2009. And I'll do that and then see how things develop. So I struggled a little bit the first few months to find customers, and then a friend of mine, this will bring us to co-working, I was talking to her, Simone Putnik, and I said, well, I'm really close to giving up, and I don't know, I'll go somewhere else, I'll leave Belgium, I'll go somewhere else and see where my feet will take me. And she said, you know, it's normal. You're starting a new activity as an independent, as a freelancer, as a future entrepreneur probably. So maybe you should meet people like you. And the best place to meet people like you are co-working spaces. And she just created the first, co-founded the first co-working space in Belgium called Hub Brussels.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's That's part great. Of the yeah. Impact Hub. Now it's called yeah. Impact Hub Network, but unfortunately the Hub Brussels closed. And she invited me there, and I really liked the place and the vibe and the environment of the people. And I, after some months, I ended up working with the Hub.
Doing what? Doing Organizing what? Events, the same thing?
So managing, my job title was really interesting and funny. It was ideas manager.
All right.
yeah, I had a lot of jokes about this. So it was managing a pipeline of... innovative events, so bringing content, interesting content to the Hub community, but also managing the space as an event space. So I was creating events that went around sustainability, collective intelligence, social innovation. The Hub is initially for social innovators.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Social entrepreneurs, but it's a very hard, let's say, tag to identify.
Yeah. It says a lot. Now social is a huge thing.
I worked with the Hub a couple of years. Fortunately, the Hub closed. It was the first co-working space, so I did a lot of youth mistakes, I'd say. And this will bring us to Y Transformer. Back in 2012, with Jean-Yves Vuard, with whom I started another project that developed a lot since, which is the Entrepreneurship Conference. We said it would be a pity to stop there. We were working together on an international event, yearly event called Coworking Europe, which also like grew a lot in reach. And we said, okay, let's start, let's recreate this environment. Let's start our own coworking space, learning from the mistakes of the Hub. And well, after a few years, here we are. I don't know if you know. You want to know the whole story?
Well, in a way, well, Transformer is there, but Transformer started last year, right? It's a fairly new venture. It's something that just got off its feet in a way, no?
It started 2.5 years ago.
Yeah.
It started in, we opened doors in March 2014.
Okay.
The same month as my son was born, so it was quite an experience. we started with a prototype. So that's the story, actually. In 2012, when we wanted to create a new co-working space, we said we'll do it in the European neighborhood.
Yeah.
Because we wanted to bridge the Brussels of the Brussels of Belgians, the Belgian Brussels with the international and European Brussels. And we felt that there was a kind of a ghetto, it's a European ghetto that we wanted to break into and bring innovation there, different ways of doing things, different mentality. And also give space to all those who need to talk to policymakers from the entrepreneurial world, from the innovation world, from the social innovation world. But then, so we visited dozens of spaces and we did a lot of spreadsheets and business plans and stuff like that. And we ended up with a huge figure, financial figure, to start the project. And we didn't have that.
So when you're talking about we, who is we?
With Jean-Yves Vuard, myself and Jean-Yves Vuard.
All right, okay.
And then we said, okay, we don't have the money to start. Banks don't take any more risks. You have pretty much the guarantee to put half of the amount you need and to guarantee the other half with the most liquid possibility ever. Like, we had a banker telling us, if you have cash, to guarantee what you're asking for is it's perfect. I mean, it's impossible.
Yeah.
So we did put the project on standby, and then I thought, I mean, why not start with a prototype? Why not start with a pop-up place?
Okay.
Launch the project, launch a brand, and get it on its feet slowly, slowly, like a baby. And this is what we did. I approached a company that manages temporary real estate, and we ended up finding Solvay Sport, which is an tennis club belonging to Solvay, but was closing. So they were closing it in October 2013. And we took the keys in January, refreshed the space, transformed it, reused some of the furniture there. I became an expert in buying secondhand stuff and finding great opportunities to invest less for more. So we did like bootstrapping by the book.
Yeah.
And back then, we didn't know what lean startup was or what prototyping, the iterative cycle was, but we did it. It sounded logical for us. And in the meantime, Jean-Yves started co-working Namur, so he was not available anymore.
Yeah.
So I pretty much did that by myself. My pregnant wife was also involved in the project. And then one of my ex-colleagues became available, Paul-Henri Schintz, who's a co-founder of Transforma, and I called him, said, hey, come and take a look. You like the place, you like the project, and he's with me since.
But in the end, it's great to start a project like this, but at the end, you still need to find customers. You still need to find people who are actually going to do this. If I understand this right, co-working space is based on renting out spaces for people to work.
Yeah.
And that can happen in different areas. It can happen either in rooms where they come together or in separate offices.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can imagine there's quite a lot of competition in there. So what separates you specifically or the idea of Transforma from everyone else besides being in a location of the European quarter here?
Okay. We're not in a European neighborhood. The next step of the project was moving here a year ago in Nevers to a bigger place where we can have different type of services that maybe I'll talk about a little bit, and also design it ourselves. So we did the design ourselves. We did bring in the functionalities we wanted and pair them with the touch that we wanted to communicate.
Yeah.
So as soon as you enter Transforma, I don't know if you feel this, but there is something different.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, no question.
What makes us different is that the values that we carry, we want to put them in practice and kind of like disseminate them as we go. So lead by example, pretty much. We don't want to impose, our values. So we don't want to say, for example, limit the space to a certain population and say this is a space for. Before it was like the hub social innovators or other co-working spaces, say for geeks or others for fintech or other for startups, for scale-ups.
Yeah.
We don't say that. We say that there are like a couple of values that are important for us. And if you feel comfortable in this space and community, you're welcome. And it's not for everybody. And whoever is in the room is fine. This is our philosophy. So you have new ways of work, definitely. So new ways of work, not only about logistics, about the open space and the creative environment, but also the way we approach work. We want to be happy doing what we do and we want to do it in a space that makes us feel comfortable.
Yeah.
So it's a space, we wanted to create a space that is good for the body and for the soul and for your business.
Yeah.
At the same time. You have intrapreneurship, that's one big element. It's also changing the way corporations work. So one of our big objectives is to connect the new world of entrepreneurship, the new world of doing things, so agile, startup, values like lean startup, like prototyping, like product market fit. This is on the business and processes on the product side, but also on the organizational side. So fulfillment at work, happiness at work, work-life integration, collaboration, co-creation, collective intelligence. We want to bring these values into established organizations.
So how do you do this? What is it exactly? What actions do you take?
Yeah. This is why we call ourselves co-working and innovation space.
Okay, all right. Okay.
So we do... We have our own programs to introduce teams to these values and to these ways of working through experiential workshops. We also work with teams, can be corporations, SMEs, startups, or also non-for-profit organizations, to help them work differently, innovate differently, doing business model innovation, but also organizational innovation. So, and entrepreneurship is a great leverage for that. So since 2011, we organized the biggest conference on the topic, entrepreneurship, global conference. And it evolved into a series of, call them global. So we have regional conferences, we have road shows that we do. So once a month we are in a different city, facilitating one-day and three-day events where you have case studies, keynotes, workshops, and connecting entrepreneurs from usually the biggest corporations attend those events. And so we want to bring these elements here in Brussels physically in Transform. So, and that's our innovation program, let's say. To come back to the values of Transforma, we have social innovation and social entrepreneurship is really, really important for us. So entrepreneuring with meaning, this is pretty much it.
Yeah.
So having social impact while having a sound bottom line. So in whatever you do, there is always a social impact, or ecological impact. So we pay attention to that. And we have a mission with Transformers to disseminate innovative ideas. And we don't necessarily earn money with that. So for example, the podcasting activity here, welcoming meetup groups, welcoming communities. We don't do it for the money, but we do it to facilitate access to innovative events, innovative content, and innovative communities. And the fourth element, it's a pillar of our value system, is empowering diversity. So we have a very diverse community, for example, on all sides. Whether where you're coming from, what you believe in, or what is your sexual orientation, we don't care. Your gender, so you're always welcome here. You will find an inclusive community waiting for you. So.
Okay, so in a way, it's not just the pure office space you're doing here. It's actually much more than that. It's an idea. It's the social aspect of it. It's the connectivity, or as you say, the community itself, which forms, which gives you a different feeling, and maybe doesn't make you feel so alone in this world today, trying to get your business off the ground, which can be quite daunting, as we all know, I guess. So,
exactly, we don't want to stop at the real estate offering and the desk chairs and walls. We definitely don't want to stop there. This is not our motivation. Every day we wake up, let's say. What we want is to empower communities, to empower individuals, to reach their to realize their dreams, to reach their goals, to innovate, to spread progressive and innovative ideas, content, and we try to cover it on all aspects. It's very large. It goes from social innovation to product innovation, business model generation. It's really, really wide. But we're excited about new things, and so this is what we want to facilitate.
Mm-hmm. So how do you, I mean, this new thing, I mean, people want to come here and want to actually use this space and join you here in this community. What is it, what would you advise them? Or who would you say this is more for? Is it more for the larger organizations, so like an SME with whatever 20 people, or do you say it's actually more for the single entrepreneur who is the one who gets most out of this community that's here right now? How do you see this going? What's your direction here?
We have basically several offerings for several profiles. A single entrepreneur, a two-team, three-team, three-people team, startups, or very small organizations can really thrive here because they have access to helpful community and great logistics and inspiring workspace that they wouldn't get if they were on their own. So they were working from home or working from closed office.
Yeah.
But also, we facilitate connections, serendipity, so the art of being in the right place at the right time, and we get them out of their isolation. So this is one thing. our community and space are great for very small teams and startups, but also we are working towards allowing SMEs and also big corporations to have access to these new ways of doing things through workshops, incubation as well. So we can facilitate an entrepreneurial program, which means helping organizations innovate from within. But I didn't explain what entrepreneurship is. It's not entrepreneurship, it's intrapreneurship. So innovating from within while tapping into the potential, the entrepreneurial potential of employees. So you give space and budget and time for your own employees to behave as entrepreneurs and to drive their own programs. And so we can facilitate that. We can incubate internal accelerators within corporations to create new business models and new business lines. So at the end of the day, we can, and also our simplest offering for SMEs is meeting rooms. We have creative meeting rooms that were designed for co-creation, for workshops, collective intelligence workshops, open space meetings, hackathons, boot camps, anything like that. So really an inspiring and different space that we have designed, and they are welcome here. So at the end of the day, what we say about Transforma, we have two mottos. The first one is, when you are in a room with great people, great things happen.
Yeah, that's true. Absolutely. Yeah.
This is if you ask me what Transforma is, and I should have answered this from the beginning.
Yeah.
This is what we say. When you are in a room with great people, great things happen. What are the services Transforma? What can you find Transforma? So Transforma is where you work, learn about new things, and meet interesting people.
Yeah. I also found that speaking to some companies, and that the idea of co-working spaces, especially something like Transforma, brings up completely new ways of working also for larger organizations. Mm-hmm. For example, I had a chat with someone who runs a big department is in a large organization. They actually outsource people or take people out of their normal environment within the company to put them into co-working spaces which are innovative, like Transforma, yeah? Mm-hmm. Where they can actually work with other people which are not part of the company, to gain new ideas, to gain new dimensions of the way of working and the way they do things, and actually come up with completely new ideas. And let's be clear, I believe that the location where you work today becomes less and less important. Companies become far more international as they have ever been. And if you are a small organization in a country and you want to start in another one, you can't really set yourself up with a full office with everything. I mean, something like co-working space like here, where you have the support of other people around and get the connections to other people, is certainly one of the best things I can imagine. That's where I see the biggest value mm-hmm. in co-working spaces.
Definitely. But the person you were talking to, I'm really curious to know more about it, because this is a really very innovative thinking. This is what we have been advocating for, but companies, as they grow bigger, also they grow
closer. Yeah,
and also they are less agile, and they take much less risk. Yes. So there was a project a couple of years ago in Belgium called MobiSpot that was cards given to staff from corporations, allowing them to work from different locations. So
okay.
Co-working spaces, business centers, and stuff like that. But the project didn't work for several reasons. But one of the reasons was they could find customers, so they could sell, let's say, a number of hours for a corporation, but then employees wouldn't use them. Why? Because people are not used to that. Some people I talk to and I tell them about working in an open space, and they say, oh my God, I cannot do that. It's torture. You know, how can I work with 20 or 30 people in the room? And I'm like, what's the problem about that? Oh, noise and whatever. But actually, there are ways of designing a space to allow you to work from there without really being, disturbed. Even though, yes, sometimes you need a closer space, this is why you create meeting rooms of different sizes, alternative also working areas, the people where they can meet, where they can have a loud phone call, or where they can have just like a coffee and a chat. So we need to create different environment and different opportunities as well. But at the end of the day, if you give me with a choice of working in a closer office of 10 square meters and working in an open space of 800 meters, I would choose the open space anytime. But again, like to come back to the example you gave, this is what we have been advocating. It reduces issues of mobility. It also gives you the opportunity to meet new people, new ideas. Some corporations, the corporations now, I mean, the most experiential and most innovative, try to mingle as much as possible with startups and create opportunities for open innovation. Sometimes only giving the opportunity to your employees to go and meet startup founders and entrepreneurs and freelancers allow them to discover a lot of things. Like now, the world is advancing at such a pace. It's amazing. You cannot keep up with all the offering, the softwares appearing every day to help you manage your business.
Yeah.
And we have two big projects, so Transformer Brussels, Big Excel, and Entrepreneurship Conference. We have so two different teams. The team for Entrepreneurship Conference is a distributed team, so we have people in Maastricht, Poland, Brussels, and we use tools that were not available before to communicate, to organize our work, to talk to people, to manage content platforms. Basically, we are a team of, we are five people working different, not all full time, so different different
periods,
say, period of time, distributed, and we can, I think, do that. Like, if it was 10 years ago, I think we would have needed 20 people to do it.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
And everyone would be specialized in what he does. Well, now, somebody who's not experienced in online sales can become a specialist in a matter of months.
Yeah.
Using tools, online marketer, doing SEO. And then, yes, of course, it's good to have the input of specialists every once in a while. But you learn so fast. And tools are available now to manage things so fast. And if you stay in a closed environment, you will not be able to keep up with the space.
Yeah.
So you need now to open up.
Yes. Pretty much. I mean, I see also the tendency today into entrepreneurship is quite strong. I mean, there are more and more people becoming entrepreneurs. So they don't have so much of a choice anymore because either they lose their job, like what happened to you at the time, but also a lot of people, they just not fulfilled anymore in what they're doing in their normal work. So this corporate life is not so much for them. Because as you say, corporates, as larger they become, as closer they become, and if it's the tendency is that you're not a single person anymore, you just become a number, and people have enough of this. They actually want to go out and do their own thing. So, and also it's promoted very strongly. I mean, here in Brussels, we see this every day. We have problems with, or we have promotions coming from the commission and from all sorts of other organizations saying entrepreneurship is the way to go. So let's promote it. Let's do this. I mean, it's talked about everywhere. There is a lot of money made available for entrepreneurship. And I guess Transformer is probably the one thing that goes into that direction. So,
although we don't get any money for that. We're 100%,
no, I know. 100%
self-supported, and it would be great to tap into that pool someday.
Yes. There's certainly something to look into. Why not? Well, anyway, this is very, very interesting, and I can see that Transformer is a bit more than just, as you say, than just the furniture and the space. It is actually an idea behind it. It is actually something to plug yourself into. If you're interested in becoming part of this great idea of this organization, then I would certainly advise you to come here, have a chat with Anis and with the guys who are working here, and just have a look how it works and how things are, and I'm sure you will be quite surprised.
And with you as well, you're based here.
I'm based here, I love it, and I'm actually coming here as much as I can. I enjoy the time here, and I have met some amazing people here. So I can say, yes, it is great. And just having the possibility to do a podcast here alone is already something amazing. So I want to thank you very much, Anis, for your time and for everything you told us about. There were some new things I didn't know, which is fantastic, which is great. I'm sure that the people or the listeners here, that they will be, well, maybe intrigued, I hope so, in coming here and finding out more about Transformer. And I hope we'll have another possibility to interview you again
Hopefully.
At another time to actually find out what happened and how you're progressing. And certainly to find out a little bit more about the intrapreneurship side of things,
yes.
Which is a very different area to Transformer. So
mm-hmm.
we will talk about this again.
Well, just like to a different area, but we try to also bring them together a little bit. In connecting corporations with startups, we try to bring intrapreneurship in here. And this is one of the things we do as well. So
fantastic.
Yeah. And I hope one day I'll co-host with you.
Absolutely, would be cool, huh? All right, okay, Anis, thank you very much
thank
for
you.
That was really great, and well, to all the listeners, I hope you enjoyed that, I hope you got something out of this, and I see you next time. Bye.